From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jimmy Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. All across the nation, dental practices are experiencing a shortage in staffing. And here in the Treasure Valley, we're seeing the same issue. Without hygienists, dental assistants, and even the front office personnel, it can be very hard to meet the high demand for care that many dental offices are right now experiencing. It's all part of the back end of the COVID-19 pandemic. Right here in the Gem State, several school districts are working to fix the shortage with training programs that allow high school students to gain experience as dental assistants, and that helps set them up for success in the workplace. Joining us today to talk more about this shortage and the program helping to fill it, Dr. Kim Keller, Idaho State Dental Association president and the co-owner of Nampa Smiles, Krisha Bollinger, director of the Nampa School District's Dental Assisting Program at Skyview High School, and Sage Rigby, a Nampa School District Dental Assisting student. I want to welcome all of you here.
Morning. Hello.
Hello.
Dr. Keller, according to a recent survey from the Idaho State Dental Association, 63% of its members say staffing is their biggest concern. So how is that impacting people's access to dental care here in the Treasure Valley?
Well, thanks for the question and good talking to you today. It certainly brings a sense of frustration. I was just in a meeting with my staff this week, and probably the biggest concerns they have are people calling, wanting to get in soon, like they always were able to get their teeth cleaned, for example, and having to wait several months to be on the schedule. It's very frustrating for the patient.
Wait, several months?
Some of them are several months before they can get in. Yeah.
Wow.
Most offices have a very active, call list where they'll call you and get you when an opening comes up. But it can be very frustrating for people who are used to coming in whenever they want to have to wait out longer. And that's a big stress that lots of offices are seeing.
Wow. Okay. We're seeing it in the Treasure Valley. It's across the nation. Why are we experiencing this shortage in dental staffing?
That's the big question that some of us still noodle our heads over. we know that when the pandemic hit, a lot of staff members chose to do other occupations. It was very stressful for healthcare workers, including dental hygienists, for example. We had a couple of hygienists who have gone to work in just different fields altogether, leaving dentistry. So that's one of the things that we've seen, and the rest is still kind of a mystery to us.
Wow. Okay, Krisha, school districts in both Boise and Nampa are helping to try to fill the shortage through this dental training program. Tell us about this program and what happens.
So this program's been going on for about 20 years, and it's called the Fundamentals of Dental Assisting that the state has provided the curriculum for. Most students are interested in being either a dental assistant or going on to school and working as a dental assistant when they go to hygiene school or even to dental school. And it's a great program that they can be introduced to the field and see if it's something that they really enjoy. I used to teach college, and it was sad to see someone go through a college program and then decide that's not what they wanted to do. And I just feel like this is a great opportunity for them to check this field out and hopefully learn to love it. So whichever way they end up in as an assistant or a hygienist or a dentist or even a dental lab tech or something, there's several opportunities for them.
Wow.
And we have an intro class as a junior, and then the senior year is a double block. They spend 40 hours in a dental office observing and assisting and seeing the real world, hopefully. And they get quite a bit of information. We go through entry from history, law and ethics. We talk about all the different ways of preventing dental diseases. Go through a hefty course of infection control, because that's a big part of dental assisting. And all the different dental procedures, including the specialty procedures, and some basic intro to x-rays. And that's kind of the gist of it in a nutshell. So,
wow. Okay, Sage, you are part of this program. How did you get started in this?
Well, I've always been interested in the dental field since I was in like third grade. I was 8 years old. And when I came into high school and I saw that Skyview High School had a program for dental assisting, I was immediately hooked, and I've loved it ever since.
Wow. Okay. So what are you doing as part of the program? I mean, are you in there? Are you getting your hands in people's mouths?
I am. So we split off into groups and we learn skills on each other and we learn how to do some basic dental assisting procedures just to prepare ourselves for the job when we're actually certified.
Wow. This is just amazing. You know, when I was in high school, this would never have been a thing. For sure. Dr. Keller, you help teach in the program, but you also offer paid on-the-job training. Why is this important?
This is important because we want students to be aware of what options there are and to be introduced to dentistry early, just like Krisha was saying. If they can see what it is early, then we can grab those who are very interested and have a high desire to be part of it. Versus a lot of people come into the workforce not quite sure, and they may leave quickly because it wasn't for them. So this type of program is an amazing opportunity for them to be introduced to dentistry early on. And then we're able to help them. I've been so blessed to come and lecture at the school, and we're really excited that tomorrow there's dental chairs that are available that I'm going to come in and actually work with the students at their program and see patients. So that's a real exciting thing we have coming on.
Oh my gosh, this is just amazing. We're speaking with Dr. Kim Keller and Krisha Bollinger and Sage Rigby all about the current dental staffing shortage in the Treasure Valley. And Dr. Keller, you know, during the pandemic, a lot of people either didn't get dental care or didn't want to go see doctors because they were afraid of COVID. And that means a lot of people didn't get the issues that they might have had addressed. Are you seeing this?
We, you know, fortunately, once many of the restrictions were lifted, we had a lot of people that did come back. And I think we're caught up as far as maybe people who left things go. The problem is kind of referencing back to what we talked about earlier, is that now we just had staffing issues, which lagged behind the issues with COVID, and trying to get people in is actually one of our harder things right now.
Wow. Krisha, how many high school students are currently in the program?
Currently, this year, I have the most I've ever had for my senior classes. I have two double block classes, and I have a total of 40 students that are seniors. And then I have one junior class. Normally, I have two, but I only have one junior class this year, and there's 27 in that class.
That's amazing. Sage, what are you hoping to do? Are you going to go on to be a dentist?
I am. So since I'm a senior, I'm going to go to ISU next year to get my undergrad and then go to dental school after that. And then hopefully work as a dental assistant through that journey.
Well, you talked about wanting to be a dentist since third grade. Did the program kind of cement? Was it everything you hoped?
Yes, it definitely did. I love just getting my hands in there and getting, you know, seeing everything, especially because we get to do observation hours with actual dentists at their offices. And I love doing that because you get to watch real dentists work and just kind of use your skills towards that.
What about the other kids in the program? Have you talked to them? Are they excited too?
Yeah, they are. We all love to come to class and work on each other, and we definitely have a good little community.
Wow. Dr. Keller, you're talking about the staffing issue. It's obviously not going to be solved overnight, even though it sounds like there are a lot of eager high school students around here who want to get involved. What's the future? How are we going to get more dental assistants and hygienists and dentists? And how big of a problem is this going to be?
Well, I'll speak very selfishly as an Idaho dentist. Just listening to Sage say that she wants to be a dentist someday, and we dentists getting involved in her education today, hopefully builds a relationship and desire for Sage to come back to me in about 10 years and say, "Hey, I'd like to work with you." And I'll say, "I know Sage and I know who she is. By all means, come and join us." And so I think this is a key part of laying down the future is what's happening right now.
Wow. That's amazing.
And Sage, I'll get you a job. You come back.
That's awesome.
She'll remember it. I just poked her and I said, "There you go."
So how can high school kids find out more about this program if they're interested and want to try it out?
Well, I know that Boise does pretty much the same that we do. Their schedule is a little bit different, but we really try and promote the health profession classes that we have here at Skyview by talking to the middle schools, and we have lunch and learns with them, and students go over there and share information about what they're learning in our classes. And then we go and talk to all of the different the ninth grade students come through and they get to see our facilities. We have a beautiful facility with four dental chairs and all operating and everything that they can see what they would be practicing on. And so we try and share that with all the ninth graders. The intro to health professions is a class that they should be in as a sophomore to find out more about all the different health professions that we offer. And then they can choose to go into, we have dental assisting, EMT, sports medicine, pharmacy tech, and CNA. So there you have it. So we try and
Wow.
get them interested in any of the health professions fields, and then they can divide from there and go into the different classes from the health professions class.
And like you said, try it out now and see if they like it, or before they get into medical school of some kind.
Yeah. And students can choose, they could be in two different pathways. They could be in dental assisting and EMT and decide what they want, you know, or maybe they want to kind of incorporate the two of them together for future things. So we try and really encourage them to get involved and not leave any open periods so that they can take advantage of our opportunities.
That's fantastic. We've been speaking with Dr. Kim Keller, Idaho State Dental Association President and co-owner of Nampa Smiles, and Krisha Bollinger, Director of the Nampa School District's Dental Assisting Program at Skyview High School, and Sage Rigby, a Nampa School District Dental Assisting student and future dentist, about the dental staffing shortage here in Idaho. I want to thank all of you for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Gaudette, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.